Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod. It's Halloween up. It's Halloween month. Not Halloween itself, but it's Halloween month.
Yeah, it's October 1st, everybody.
Woo! So this is a podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And now, super spooky edition times four. Or five, depending on how many Mondays there are this month.
I think there's five.
Sweet. Spooky edition times five.
Yeah, there's five Mondays this week. Five Halloweens this week, which is pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good for 1 week.
Yeah.
There's 5 weeks in October, five Mondays in October, and we are going to use those five Mondays to not only answer your questions like we normally do, but we're also going to be a little bit spooky.
Ooh, I hope under this you're playing one of those like tapes of spooky sounds, rattling chains and door slamming and
Maybe I'll do that just a little bit, but I don't want it to detract from the actual spookiness that we do.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to just put a sound bed for 30 minutes under the show.
Right. No, not for 30 minutes. Sounds. Maybe like 15 minutes of dead air.
Okay.
Where it's just rattling chains.
But we won't tell you when.
Right.
It'll just happen.
That's going to be the little clip after the show. It's just 15 minutes of rattling chains. Okay. And
I like that. Okay, so that's Brian.
And that's Ben.
That's who we are.
We're the hosts
of this show, a very spooky show.
And what we do in this very spooky show is we answer advice questions from you, our loyal listeners.
We don't just play rattling chain noises.
No, but we will at some point during this show play rattling chain noises. So what do we do in this? I guess I just said
we answer people's advice
questions.
Yes.
And how do we do that?
Well, we use the tarot. And there's a lot of ways you could use the tarot to answer questions. You could do...
Name three of them, Ben.
Okay. You could do a complicated 10-card spread.
Ooh.
You could throw the deck at the wall and then...
See which card sticks to the wall.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you could also... go to the website that is listed on the back of the tarot deck, and then you could choose every third word to form a sentence, and that would be the advice.
Yeah, and that is the soothsaying advice.
Yeah, so those are three ways you could use the tarot deck to answer a question, but we will do none of those.
None of those ideas. Most of those ideas are very, very arcane and would require some amount of real magic.
But which we do not possess, and so what we will do...
Or believe in.
What we will do is draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
And then after that, we do a similar thing with what we call the card of the week.
Except it's just one card.
And then we get to Ben's favorite part.
The outro.
And then his real favorite part.
Leaving.
Great. So should we go ahead and... get out of the outro shell and get into Queerance Corner?
If it will get us closer to me leaving, then yes.
All right, let's go to Queerance Corner.
We've gone there. We have arrived.
And this week our Queerant is John from Florissant.
All right.
Which is St. Louis.
Basically.
And John says, Ben and Brian, I currently have what I consider to be the best job I've ever had. Congrats, our job is done.
Great. All right. So now going into card of the week. Thank you, John.
I currently have what I consider to be the best job I've ever had. The money is great. I can kind of work any hours I want, and it's a very engaging job that lets me flex both my technical and creative skills. The problem is that the job is working for a major defense contractor here in town. I love this job, but I'm conflicted about working for a weapons manufacturer. My question is, will I find peace with this company knowing that even though I'm assisting in making weapons, I'm helping with national security? Or should I be looking for a different career path that might not be as rewarding, but might help me sleep a little better at night? Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big deal. What do you follow? Will you follow the security and ease that comes from having a job that gives you that freedom and that money? Or do you...
Well, it doesn't seem like it's just the security and ease. It sounds like it's enjoyment as well.
I think, yeah, that's the ease that I was talking about. This is a difficult question.
It's a quandary, for sure.
And I've had many, many jobs. I've never worked for a defense contractor, but I've had jobs where I don't appreciate the people that I work for. I used to be a debt collector, and I didn't appreciate that at all. And it certainly wasn't a dream job, but I ended up having to get out of there because I just couldn't do it anymore. I can't think of any dream jobs I've had where I've had conflicts with my bosses.
What about you? I mean, I've had jobs where I didn't, you know, necessarily like love the people that I was working for, but the like industry was never an industry like this.
Yeah. Well, what we're saying.
I was talking to somebody last night, and he works for a company that cleans up like
crime scenes.
No, not crime scenes. Environmental sites.
Okay.
And he was kind of saying the same thing. If he really likes his job, but even though the company cleans up the environment, they do it to the bare minimum that they have to.
Oh, okay.
So he was feeling conflicted about that, but he really likes the job itself. So. Similar situation. Interesting.
Did you give them any advice?
I gave him no advice because he didn't ask for it.
Okay.
And he didn't know that I read tarot. Maybe if he did, he would have asked for advice.
Man, for me, tarot is like if I ran marathons or was a vegan or something. Like the second I know somebody, they know I read tarot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all I talk about.
Oh, okay. Nobody really knows that I do that. It's a deep, dark, guilty pleasure, much like listening to Taylor Swift.
Nice.
My pre-advice, though, is probably to stick with it.
Yeah,
because the thing is, you enjoy it. It's fulfilling. And the thing is, like, if you quit, somebody else will come in and do the job.
That's like, true.
You quitting does not make the thing stop.
No, but it makes you not complicit in it. And I don't know. That's a huge, huge deal. This is 2 weeks in a row where we've had questions that we are completely unqualified to answer.
That's why we have the tarot, because yeah, I guess then we can shove off. I mean, aren't we normally?
Yeah, it's kind of 89 weeks in a row that we are unqualified to read the tarot or to answer the advice question.
That's why we can rely on the tarot to sort of just wave our hands and remove all culpability.
Yeah, so this is going to be difficult for me to remove my own politics and my own thoughts out of this reading, and so it'll be good to get that remove of the cards.
Yeah, and it sounds like we have a different opinion on this, so thankfully the cards will save our friendship from a big fight.
And
a big
to be clear, fight. I don't know what my actual opinion is. I think this is a great question for the cards. Ben, this week we are using the modern Spellcasters tarot.
As opposed to the ancient Spellcasters tarot.
Yes.
And I just want to start out by saying that it comes in a giant box, but it has weird capitalization.
It does.
And I can't figure that out.
It's like, do you know that SpongeBob meme where you just repeat what someone else says, except it's weird capitalization?
It is a lot like that.
Yes, that's what Spellcasters is written like.
So there's that. If we get into the deck itself, you have full art cards here.
That means no borders, folks.
No borders. And there is a fun element here of sort of, I don't know how to describe it.
I guess
realism.
Yeah, if you follow us on Twitter or Instagram at all, you've seen some of these cards in the past couple of months' cards of the day that come out, because Spellcaster's Tarot is one of the three decks that I've been using for this season.
Okay. So, yeah, it's sort of some realistic illustrations, a lot of different races and genders, which is always good. And then, you know, fun symbolism, the good normal symbolism, but it's kind of fun and quirky. The Knight of Cups is riding on a fish.
Oh, that is adorable.
I'll go 3 stars. A good solid 3 stars.
3 stars for that.
As opposed to...
I thought you were leaning towards 4.
No, just 3.
All right. Well, that's cool.
All right. So
shuffle them up.
Give me a shuffle here. And what's the core of John's question as a reminder?
The core of John's question is, should I be looking for a different career path that might not be as rewarding, but help me sleep a little better at night? What should I do about the current conflict in my heart?
And now we will give you advice for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. John, are you ready?
I already flipped. Oh. So I guess I don't care.
All right. So in the recent past is the Empress.
Okay. And we have the Wicked Witch of the West.
She doesn't actually look very wicked.
No, she doesn't, but she is green.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I meant by a lot of different races. Green people. She's kind of sitting on a rock looking over her shoulder at us.
Hear people who say, I don't care if you're black or white or purple or green or orange. Isn't that just another way to say that that person who's saying it is kind of racist?
How so?
Because they're taking, I don't know, I don't want to get off on a rant, but when somebody's like, when somebody says that, they're just saying, I don't want to deal with the intricacies of dealing with race relations. Hmm. So I'm just going to say this blanket statement that says that none of it matters.
I see your point.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. That was a side rant. I'm sure we lost some listeners, but I guess good riddance.
All right. So we have the Empress, a green woman sitting on a rock looking over her shoulder at us. And in the foreground, there's this bull with five stars on him and then like a red and white wreath. He's very patriotic.
Yeah. He looks very stately.
Yeah. All right. So the Empress is a card that is about fertility and birth.
Yeah. And possibly what it's talking about here is the fertility of your
current job,
internal life. You are getting a large level of fulfillment out of what you're doing, and not, I mean, circumstances notwithstanding, you are enjoying yourself. You have fertile ground to grow.
Yeah. And you feel like you're producing something of value.
Mm-hmm.
Flip.
The Five of Pentacles, the Five of Coins.
Okay. So here in the Five of Coins, we have two people walking outside of a hobbit house.
Yes.
And they're being chased off by a very angry dog.
Which I don't think there's any angry dogs in the Shire.
No. Or people that are this tall.
Maybe that's why they're getting chased off.
You're too tall. Get out.
You're too tall. No 11ces for you.
Is that kind of racist?
Not if you're talking about the fantasy realm.
Oh, okay.
And you're talking about a world where hobbits live.
Okay.
And they are fearful of people who are taller than them because those people are... I'm going to stop talking because...
Right. I was just making a joke.
Yeah, it gets really weird. I've been playing a lot of Dungeons & Dragons over the past several weeks.
Okay.
And there's a really weird treatment. Because races in Dungeons & Dragons aren't like... Here we are again on racial stuff. But
all right, everybody, strap in.
Races aren't people of color and people of European descent or whatever. It's very much like you're a half orc or a half elf or an elf or a halfling. There's like bird people.
Mm.
And some of those races are just evil. So everyone in an entire race is categorized as evil. Goblins, evil. And a lot of times my characters stand against those things and they're like, how can you say a whole race of something is evil? Not a super successful tactic and doesn't have anything to do with the question.
Man.
So let's just circle back around to the Five of Pentacles. And these people getting rushed away from the Shire by an angry dog.
So the Five of Pentacles is a card that's about feeling isolated and locked out of a community of people.
Yeah, left out in the cold.
So this is sort of the other side. Like right now we're kind of looking at the two sides of your own psyche here. In the Empress, the fertility of this creative, challenging job. And then the other side, feeling locked out of the community that you feel that you're a part of. You know, the community that wants to see right done in the world.
Yeah, I like that. Should we go forward?
Yes. As long as you promise not to talk about Dungeons & Dragons in the next card.
Is it Dungeons & Dragons that's the problem, or me talking about race so far with every card we've drawn?
I don't know.
I think that's where we're edging into political territory, and that's not the kind of website or not the kind of podcast that we...
I did not say anything about politics at the top of the show when I described what we did.
Right. But I have brought it up several times.
Flip.
And I'm trying not to. The Page of Wands.
This was a card that I saw flipping through it, and it was fun because there's a man walking in the woods and he's listening to some birds with his hand on his ear as if to hear them better.
Yeah, he's really jamming to those birds. He is very excited.
So this is a court card, which means I have to talk about it.
Okay.
So the Page of Wands is about somebody who is starting some sort of journey. You know, they're very fired up. They're very passionate. But they're embarking on this new quest, kind of open to the experiences around them, which is why this guy is listening to the birds, because he's open to advice. He's really excited, but also not very skilled.
Yeah, he's a page, so he is immature in the thing that he's following, which it's wands, so that's passions.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does the Page of Wands say here in this future position?
Well, that's a good question. I was hoping you would have the answer.
Mm.
So I'm going to hazard my interpretation, and then you can hazard yours, and we can debate. So I'm conflicted because on the one hand, it does sound like John is pretty passionate about this job that he has, which matches up with the wand aspect. But at the same time, you know, wait, oh, you made a face. Like,
you go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say he's pretty passionate about this job, but the Page of Wands is normally about starting something new or embarking on some new sort of quest. So is this saying to take those passions and find a new opportunity? Or is it what you made a face about? And
I think this is advice to work your job as far as your passions take you, to stay at this position, knowing that it's not ideal for the world that this exists, but it is ideal for you and your life and your family. And it gives you the chance to flex your muscles doing whatever you do. And it gives you a chance to follow your passions and grow as a person, as long as you keep kind of an immature shield between what you do and who you're doing it for. So kind of like, just don't think about it and do what's good for you. That's like the Page of Wands is just listening to that music, going to work, listening to that music, do the stuff that enriches your life and enriches your family's life and enriches you as a human being and fulfills you. Do that stuff and then go home and leave it all behind you. And then I guess if you're asked to do something that specifically goes against your moral compass or specifically goes against the things that you stand for, then it's maybe time for another reading. Maybe it's time for another analysis. But as long as you can keep your appreciation of the job at this kind of personal high level and you don't dig down into the reasons below, then I think you should be good. So I'm going to say that my reading of this agrees with Ben's initial statement
about
keep your job.
Yeah. Cool. So I was right.
Yeah,
my pre-advice was right.
Yep. Yeah. According to the cards, for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
Your pre-advice was right.
Yes. But did I ever say that? I guess my pre-advice is covered on the, under the for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. Bam, the whole show is covered under that.
Well,
yeah.
The name of the show and the one line statement of what we do is not covered.
That's fine because those are dead serious.
Okay. Good. So yeah, I liked that interpretation of the Page of Wands because that's the kind of card that can go two different ways. But I think your interpretation makes a lot of sense given what we're looking at and the situation at hand.
So just to circle back around and say it in one fell swoop.
Okay.
We start off with the Empress, and the Empress is showing that you're in fertile ground. You're in a place where you can grow. You're in a place where your ideas can grow, and you're in a place where you are able to give birth to other idea babies, for lack of a better way to phrase that. I'm sure there are better ways to phrase it. I just don't own a better way to phrase it.
No, that's the best way that you could phrase it. It says it in the white book. Look it up.
And then at the same time right now, you're feeling like you may be on the outside of people who share your viewpoints on the way the world should work. You feel like you're on the outside of people who are kind of against the place where you work, and you are kind of on the outside of that. That's one of the trade-offs that you have for this very fecund situation. Is that how you say that word?
Yeah, that's how I've always said it. Okay. No, I think that's how you say it.
Okay.
Good SAT word.
And then finally, we get to the Page of Wands, who's the future and also here is serving as advice. And it's saying to go ahead and revel in the things that complete you about this job. Go ahead and listen to those birds sing, because those birds aren't always going to be there. But as long as they are, someone's going to benefit from listening to them sing. So it might as well be you.
Perfect.
So stay at that job and just work on enjoying what it is you do. Work on enjoying your part of the machine and try not to look at the whole machine.
All right. Good advice. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Good question. I hope
that helped. Yeah. And so that takes us to the card of the week.
Yes, and the card of the week is a card that goes out to every lol out in listener land. This is something that can help you navigate whatever tricky situations that you're dealing with this week.
And this week, the first Monday in October, we are
spooky
using...
spooky rattling chains.
Yeah. Mm. We're going to use a spooky deck for the card of the week. We're using the Deviant Moon Tarot. And I think we might have touched this deck before.
I think we have, because I remember looking at it.
Back in January, we did this deck. And Ben already gave it 3 stars. We're going to describe the deck again.
Man, I gave it 3 stars.
And reevaluate.
All right. Well, this deck is very spooky because you have these people who have very spooky, like, moon and sun faces. And everything is very pointy. And dark.
On the side of the box, it says, Deviant Moon Tarot sets imaginative characters and evocative tarot imagery against moonlit backdrops. The stunning surreal artwork illuminates the darker side of the psyche and reveals the depths of human consciousness.
Ooh. It is very spooky, and I would definitely encourage you to go to our website at amateurtarot.com to look at pictures of the deck that we post.
And Ben's going to shuffle it up here.
I just have small hands. I mean, I hate to admit that to the podcast land.
These cards are tall and skinny compared to other tarot cards, I believe.
I had a minor heart attack because I thought I shuffled your deck wrong, but I didn't. Didn't you once tell me this was a very popular deck?
Yes.
That's weird to me because it is very creepy. I would not want to read with such a creepy deck all the time.
There are way creepier decks than this, though,
that
are also very popular. I think that when you're dabbling in the dark arts, sometimes you get drawn to the darkness.
Maybe I'm just born, you know, I just use that Golden Universal Tarot deck all the time.
Yeah. Yesterday I had 2 tarot decks at a reading I was doing, and we ended up doing like 4 different readings. And I did one with the Delos Tarot, which is a beautiful, cute little deck. And then I did like 3 readings on top of each other with the Golden Universal Tarot. Mm. It was very intense.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I thought about you the whole time because I know it's your favorite deck.
It is. All right, here we go. Card of the week. Flip. We have the High Priestess.
Nope.
Yes.
Try again.
What?
What's she holding in her hands?
The 2 of Coins.
There you go.
Well, the High Priestess is a 2. it could be the High Priestess. Kind of looks like it could be. So you have a spooky moon woman kind of doing a dance, holding 2 coins in the air.
All right. And the little white book for the 2 of Pentacles says, the belly dancer performs under the light of the crescent moon, balancing 2 silvery pentacles against the sky. Although her moves seem effortless, they come with great practice and concentration. And the key words are balance and harmony with effort. Handling multiple situations. What's that mean for this week?
So what it means for this week is that there's probably a lot of stuff going on in your life, and you're going to have to keep all those balls in the air. You're going to have to exert some effort to make sure you maintain balance and give everything the proper amount of time that it needs.
I think that sounds good.
Probably easier said than done, but the keyword was a very Ben and Brian keyword, balance and harmony with effort.
Right, yeah. No keywords, just sentences.
Just sentences. All right, that was the card of the week.
That was the card of the week. So we get to Ben's second favorite part.
The outro.
Let's go to the outro. All
right, well, to start, thank you very much, John, for the question. And thank you very much now to all the other listeners, all the other lols who tuned in this week.
Yeah, and if we could just take a moment and have some quiet time for our lost lols. All right. You can find us online at amateurtarot.com, and that's where you can find blog posts that talk about all of our different spreads, all of our different readings, I mean. And
pictures.
Yeah, pictures of everything that we do and where you can find out what Ben rated a specific deck, or you can find out what the card of the week was 3 weeks ago or whatever. It's just a great resource where you can find out more about the show.
Yep, and you can ask us a question on that website, or you can email it directly to amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can call us or text us at our phone number, 314-325-6047. And if you call or text us within 10 minutes of us recording this show,
I will give you my Facebook password.
Dang.
So really raising the stakes.
Get those calls in.
Also, I should note now before I forget that coming up on October 11th.
Oh, how spooky.
Yes. I was going to let you go.
Oh, we have a live show coming up. And at our live show, much like every other live show, we're going to have lots of goofs. We're going to have guests. We're going to have all kinds of stuff going
readings.
On. But it's
not just
also
tarot readings, book readings.
Ben, yes. Do you know how long we've been doing this show, Ben?
Too long.
Almost.
Okay.
And almost 2 years.
Wow.
And so this show is going to be our 2-year anniversary celebration as well. So it's going to be kind of a party. And we're going to do something special that's never been done on a podcast before. We are going to bust a ghost.
So if you live in St. Louis, do come to the Monocle. Or if you don't live in St. Louis, you can travel.
Yeah. Find the event on Facebook. It's pretty easy to find. It's Amateur Tarot Live, and RSVP to it. And we'd love to see you there. And we're very excited to bust a ghost. It's something else that neither of us believe in. And we're going to use the power of tarot to give this ghost advice on how to pass over to the other side. And
so you
I'm
don't
very
miss
excited.
That.
I can't wait. I can't wait to find out magic is real while I'm on stage and a ghost appears. That's something I'm very excited about.
So that's October 11th at the Monocle. Do come.
Yes.
Back into the outro at Tarot Amateur. That's the Twitter.
Amateur Tarot. That's the Instagram.
At Zen Iron Man. That's Brian.
I'm makingallthisup.com. That's where Ben turns you, a creative, into you, a professional.
All right. Same as last week.
Kind of.
Mostly. Very close. Slightly different.
Can't all be gold.
There's also a Facebook group. You can get to that via the Facebook page.
Or through our website.
Sure. Go there. Talk to other people about tarot. Post pictures of your tarot tattoos.
Yeah, we have some good conversations on there. Lots of Harry Potter stuff going on. It's a good time.
So another thing you can do for us in this morass of things you can do for us is please rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps us out. It helps new people find the show, which helps us get new questions, which helps us keep the show going.
And if you do, then maybe you'll get your review read on the show, like Britt Maupin, who says the title is I Don't Know Much About Tarot, .. 5 stars. But this is funny, semi-educational, and the hosts make it a blast. Thanks, Britt.
All right, that brings us to the part of the outline, item number 9. Thank you to blank.
Who are you going to thank this week, Ben?
Well, this week, Brian, I think I'm going to thank Amazon.
Yeah?
It just makes it easy to get things.
Okay.
And I love the feeling when a package shows up at my house.
Sure, let's advertise for Amazon and give Jeff Bezos some more money.
I have a book arriving at my house later today, so I'm excited for that.
I have a tarot deck waiting for me at work right now.
There you go. So.
So thanks, Amazon.
All right, that's the show.
Bye.